If you are a Canadian entrepreneur looking to do business abroad, chances are you might need a little help. Whether you need that elusive key contact in your target market, intelligence on your sector, or you may be worried about getting paid for your product or service, whatever challenge applies, two key organizations have you covered. In fact, you probably didn't know that the Canadian Trade Commissioner Service, Canada's most comprehensive network of international business professionals, works very closely with Export Development Canada, Canada's export credit agency, to help Canadian companies facing such challenges. Earlier, I spoke with a Canadian Trade Commissioner based in Chile and one expert from Export Development Canada at the Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada Mining Conference. They were there specifically to help companies in the mining sector, but their expertise spans all sectors. Listen in to see how these two key organizations are making it easier for Canadian businesses to take their show on the road. I'm Michael Mancini, Editor-in-Chief of Canada Export, the official e-magazine of the Canadian Trade Commissioner Service. Visit canadexport.gc.ca to subscribe. It takes seconds and it's free. Also, tell us what you think of our podcasts and how we can improve. If you have story ideas or business questions you want answered by our worldwide network of trade commissioners, let me know. Just send an email to canad.export@international.gc.ca. Now, back to the show. I'd like to welcome my next two guests, Mr. Gonzalo Munoz, Trade Commissioner at the Canadian Embassy in Santiago. Thank you for being here.
You're much welcome. Thank you.
As well as Kim Locke, Sector Advisor, Extractive Industries at Export Development Canada. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
So first of all, I mean, I'd like to talk about how the Trade Commissioner Service and Export Development Canada work together to help Canadian companies. Gonzalo, tell me first of all what the Trade Commissioner Service does to help Canadian companies in this sector.
First of all, I think we answer a basic question for companies, I mean, willing to do business abroad, is whether to go or not to go to a given market. And that regards, I mean, their product, their service, their business in general. If that business is in demand, if there is a need, there is an interest, opportunities, I mean, within the local business environment, and if that company might be competitive in that environment. We respond to their inquiries with respect to the business environment, with respect to key companies they should meet with, how to do business in that given environment, which might be different than the environment they will find in North America, could be. But also, we put them in contact with key people, I mean, that can help or can be clients also in their business development in the territory.
Kim, tell me about EDC and the help that EDC provides Canadian companies.
EDC is Canada's export credit agency, so it's our role to support Canadian companies that are interested in exporting or investing abroad. And in the mining sector, we did about $14 billion worth of, we supported about $14 billion worth of business in 2008, which represented about 20% of EDC's total book of business. Mining is very important to Canada, it's very important to EDC. That support took the form of traditional credits insurance, whereby we provide the Canadian exporter of a good or a service with insurance that their foreign buyer will pay. It also took the form of financing, both corporate financing and project-specific or limited recourse financing for companies developing mines, either in Canada for exporting product or abroad.
Right.
And it also, and then the third is the political risk insurance area, where we provide insurance either ourselves or in partnership with other reinsurers for investors or lender or their lenders operating in politically sensitive jurisdictions in mining.
Now, you guys have worked together to help Canadian companies.
Certainly.
But when you say you work together and when you say that you work in partnership, what exactly does that mean? How do you work together?
First of all, we see ourselves as part of a team.
Absolutely.
We work together to serve the objectives of Canadian clients, the people we're willing to provide a service to. In that regard, we share information among ourselves. We suggest courses of action. We suggest, once again, contacts, companies, opportunities. We try to define events together in conjunction in order to enhance the possibilities for those companies that are willing to make business abroad. Mm-hmm. And we normally counsel them together on how to do business. We also try to obtain market intelligence in many occasions together for Canadian clients. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. One example of that that I think has been particularly helpful in this sector, EDC's typical model of operation would be to provide a foreign company with a direct loan to buy a Canadian good or service. But in mining, most of the mining companies in the world borrow money in such large amounts that it's not meaningful for them to obtain a loan for $1 million worth of a certain Canadian good or service. That contract might be very meaningful for the Canadian mining supplier, but we're not able to enhance their competitiveness with a direct loan. What we've done instead with companies such as Codelco in Chile is provide them with larger facilities in advance of procurement from Canada, and they undertake to look to procure from Canada wherever it makes technical and economic sense to them. Then is when the real work begins for Gonzalo and myself and our team in terms of ensuring that we have a good understanding of what Codelco is procuring from Canada, might like to procure from Canada based on their CapEx plans, and then who have we got back home at Canada, in Canada, that might be capable and interested to supply to Codelco, and then we'll do matchmaking, we'll bring the two, the procurement people from Codelco and the Canadian suppliers together, and try and really create some business.
Tell me how critical it is for organizations like EDC and TCS to work together.
And in my opinion, it's fundamental.
Absolutely.
EDC brings that facilitating, basically, the financial aspect of the business. We also compete with other country suppliers, countries that have their own credit agencies, that will support their exports.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we have EDC on board, we would probably lose a great part of the business opportunities that there are in external markets for Canadian companies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, it helps, to foster a relationship with the client, as Kim was mentioning, because when you're bringing money, for their financial structure, then you're starting a connection that will probably develop further onto the people that are responsible for procurement, not only the financial area of that given mining company.
And by the same token, it's essential for EDC to have the Trade Commission Service as a partner for us, because what we know from surveys that we've conducted of Canadian exporters and pre-exporters is that the key thing that they lack is information about business opportunities and the proper contacts in market. Without the trade commissioners as our partners, we can't provide them that information, and they can't then sell internationally. So we're crucial, I think, very symbiotic.
What value is there in the services we provide?
The first value, I think, is that two organizations from the Canadian government are working together on behalf of the exporters of equipment and services, in this case. The other great value is that it provides the logical answer to that question that I was mentioning before, to go or not to go to a given territory, which sometimes saves a lot of money and time for an SME, for example. They lack probably the resources, human resources and financial resources for aborting, business in different countries. I think to have your man in the territory is crucial for a company, and we are that people, there. We will provide information directly from the market to the companies. And in the case of the Trade Commissioner working with EDC, I think it's fundamental, as I was mentioning before, that financial connection, that the companies require.
That's it. So it's the strategic business information about where the opportunities are and how to capitalize on them. And then, from our end, we try to provide the extra working capital that companies need to be able to go and meet those new business opportunities, or the risk management that they might require depending on the market that they're operating in.
Mm-hmm. On a final note, what pieces of advice would you both offer Canadian companies right now?
The first thing I would suggest is that any company seeking for doing business abroad, what they require is information. The first information they should get is to contact the regional office of the Canadian Trade Commissioner Service in the province in which they live at. Then, after that, they will receive a lot of counseling and information. Then contact the post. Contact the post, and the post will probably give them information on opportunities, contacts, companies, clients, business environment. Once they are inserted, they will probably be able to do business and support it, I mean, as an exporter, by EDC, by the post, and by other sources, I mean, they can find immediately from the post. For example, one fundamental source is you need to incorporate in the territory you're doing business at. You need to have a representative, an agent, a partner, a joint venture probably to abort the type of business you want to do. Mm-hmm. Those types of answers we are ready to provide.
Yeah. So it's contact the resources available to you early and leverage them. Let the trade commissioners provide you with strategic business information. Contact EDC early, because the sooner that we become involved with you and help to and start to get to understand your business, the more that we can help you shape contracts with your customers so that they're going to be able to be supported by EDC. We can help to build connections with other financial institutions that we like to operate in partnership with. We can be there as part of your team.
Kim and Gonzalo, thank you very much for taking this time today.
Thanks to you, Michael.
Thank
it's
you.
A pleasure.
Thank you.
Well, that's all for this podcast edition of Canada Export. Like Gonzalo said, contact the Canadian Trade Commissioner Service's network of regional offices across Canada at tradecommissioner.gc.ca. Also, for more information on how Export Development Canada can help you, visit edc.ca. To download our other podcasts, just go to canadexport.gc.ca or go to iTunes and use the search word Canada Export. Stay tuned for our next podcast when I speak to Jim Balsillie, co-CEO of Research in Motion, one of Canada's most successful companies. That should be interesting. I'm Michael Mancini, signing off for now. This is a podcast from the Government of Canada.